Hi, and welcome to podcast number 18 with Blue Lotus Yoga, me, Jill Amerson. So this class today is inspired by the amazing book by Paulo Coelho, The Warrior of the Light. It's a really powerful and inspiring book that invites us to embrace our lives, accept failure, and rise to be the person we want to be. So in the practice today, I've included some balances. So please have a block ready for Adho Chandrasana if you usually love the support of the block in that particular asana. I've also included the funky arm balance, Ekapada Kundinyasana, just for fun. But as usual, we're going to progress in Krama steps. So no worries if you don't fly fully today. Just enjoy the journey and accept where you are and where you need to be to honour the warrior of the light within you. So I'd love some feedback or requests for future podcasts, so please connect with me via www.bluelotusyoga.co.uk, or you can look me up on Facebook or tweet me at Yoga Jilly on Twitter, or please comment via iTunes. So really hope you enjoy this class today, and namaste, great soul. Okay then, so welcome to tonight's class. We're going to get into the class quite quickly tonight, and we're going to start by lying down on our backs and just switching off for a few moments and getting into some pranayama just to ease out some tension from the day and bring ourselves into our practice in a nice balanced way. So bringing yourself down onto your backs when you're ready to, and let's have our knees bent so that the tailbone can really release in between the sitting bones, and your tummy muscles can soften and release. You can just take the arms away from the sides of the body and roll your palms up to the sky. Find a good spot for your head to be in and move your chin towards your chest. Just allowing yourself to find some comfort in your body, so we're not trying to flatten out the spine, but just allowing the spine to fall into its natural curves. And trying to allow the spine to broaden just as much as lengthen. You can part your feet a little wider than hips distance and just allow your knees to drop in to touch. And then the lower back can really disengage. Just bringing your awareness and focus to the rhythm of your breath as you breathe in and out through the nostrils. Breathing in and out with no effort, no force. Just allowing your breath to fall into its natural, even rhythm. And the theme of tonight's class is the title of a great book that I'm reading at the moment by Paulo Coelho. And you may well have read his million copy bestseller, The Alchemist, which is a great spiritual book. If you haven't had an opportunity to read that, then I really would recommend it. But The Warrior of the Light is the book that I'm now reading, and it's short notes, really, about a spiritual warrior, guidance for a spiritual warrior. And the warrior is one who appreciates the miracle of being alive, the one who accepts failure, and the one whose quest leads him to become the person he wants to be. So it's a really inspiring book that invites us to live out our dreams and to embrace the uncertainty of life, but to rise to our own unique destiny. So as we just allow ourselves to ease into our practice, I'd love to share with you one of the texts from this great book, The Warrior of the Light. A warrior of the light knows his own faults. He also knows his qualities. Some of his companions complain all the time that other people have more opportunities than we do. Perhaps they are right. But a warrior does not allow himself to be paralyzed by this.
He tries to make the most of his virtues. He knows that the gazelle's power lies in its strong legs. The power of the seagull lies in the accuracy with which it can spear a fish. He has learned that the reason the tiger does not fear the hyena is because he is aware of his own strength. He tries to establish what he can truly rely on, and he always checks that he carries three things with him: faith, hope, and love. And if these three things are there, he does not hesitate to go forwards. So just enjoying the waves of your breath now. And I'd love us just to take a moment or two with the next few breaths to really embrace those positive qualities that we can take with us: faith, hope, and love, so that we can move forwards both on and off our mats. So as you next breathe in, let the out breath just exhale completely. And as you breathe in faith. Fill all the way up to your collarbones. Let every single cell be filled with faith. And as you exhale, let go of any doubt, any fears. Let them go. With the next in-breath, breathe in hope. Fill all the way up and allow it to flood every single cell. As you exhale, let go of any cynicism. With the next inhale love. Love for yourself, love for your friends, family, neighbors, work colleagues, everyone with whom you come into contact. As you exhale, just simply let go and surrender to the wave of your breath. Allow each breath now to be filled with those three qualities: faith, hope, and love. And allow those to give you strength as we go forwards in our practice. Just to encourage that sense of surrender a little more, we're going to take 5 rounds of the Loma Pranayama, just working on extending the exhale to provide that sense of surrender. So as you next begin to inhale, just breathe into your belly and then take a short pause. Breathe in a little more into your ribs and pause. Fill all the way to the top of your lungs and pause. And then a long, slow, trickling exhale, waving down your spine. Once again, as you begin to inhale, just breathe into the first third of your lungs. Take a little hover. Drink in a little bit more life force and feel your ribs expand. Hover again. Fill in all the way to the top. And exhale, smooth, long exhalation. And I'd love for you to take 3 more rounds, just like that. Breathing in 3 parts with a little hover in between. Letting the exhalation be slow and long and smooth. Thank you. your breath to return to its own regular rhythm. Slowly then begin to roll the head a little from side to side. And then allow the head to become still again. With the palms facing up to the sky, take an in-breath. And as you exhale, roll the palms down to the earth. Inhaling, palms roll open, spread the fingers out. And exhale, roll the palms down. Let's take one more like that. Inhaling, rolling the thumb down to the floor. And exhaling, rolling palms all the way down. Let's hug the knees into the chest and just give ourselves a little massage on the spine, gently rolling from side to side or circling into the lower back. And we're going to begin our practice, our physical practice tonight, by working into the hips and legs a little bit to give them a little bit more space. So we're going to need a yoga strap for this. If you don't have one, I can bring you one. You can just stay there, lie down, lying on your back, so I need you. Okay, good. Lying down on your back, keeping your knees bent and hugged into the chest. And we're going to just place the left foot down onto the floor, keep the right knee hugged in. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, see if you can encourage the thigh to come a little bit closer towards your belly, whilst keeping the head and the shoulders nice and soft and relaxed down on the floor. You're going to take your strap just under the root of the toes, so there as opposed to the arch of the foot, just so that we get four-way feedback from the back, front, and inside and out to side of the leg. As you next inhale, you can extend that right leg up to the sky, straightening the leg just as much as feels nice for your hamstring. So if it wants to go out totally straight, then that's great, but just point your right toes back towards your face so that you energize the leg. Try to keep the hands on the end of the strap so that the upper arms stay connected to the floor, so the shoulders can still rest into the support, so there's no strain there in the neck and shoulders. The leg doesn't want to go totally straight, that's okay. Just micro-bend the knee as you exhale. We'll work to straightening a little bit more as you inhale. So you're just taking a little pulsation. If you find that you get a trembly leg, and also that pulsation works quite nicely to release the muscles there. If it's feeling okay and you want to deepen the stretch, then slide your left leg towards the front of the mat. And again, if it goes out all the way, point the toes back towards your face. If it only goes out part of the way, you rest on your heel, that's fine. Or if you've got lower back issues and it's pulling too much in your lower back, just keep the knee bent, sole of the foot on the floor. So as you're breathing now, I'd love for you to breathe into the back of your thigh. But if you're feeling it pulling on the back of the knee or around where your sitting bone is, again, look at that pulsation, micro-bending the knee. We want to be feeling this stretch in the body of the muscle. So kind of in the centre of the back of your thigh as opposed to behind the knee or the sit bone. Let's take one more full breath and exhale it completely. And then we're going to take the strap just into the right hand. Take the left hand on the wobbly bit of the left hip. So it's anchoring that side of the pelvis down. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, take the right leg out to the right, just as far as feels okay for the inner thigh and your lower back. And you don't want to be feeling that left hip rising into your left arm. So if you're feeling that, then just keep the leg out where it is. You don't want to let the heel drop forwards either. Try to keep it at the same kind of angle you had it when it was vertical. Pointing the toes still back towards your face. Great, take an in-breath, bring the leg back up to centre, switch hands on the straps. you're going to wiggle your right thumb into the hip crease so the thumb pad is pressing your right thigh away. Your fingers are curling round towards the floor. So get some traction there as you press the thumb pad into the thigh so the femur, the head of the femur, is kind of moving and finding a bit more space in the hip socket. Take an in breath, and on the exhale, you're sliding the leg about 6 to 8 inches across to the left, just beyond the midline, that's it. And again, try not to let the heel drop forward. Keep the leg as vertical as you had it going. Totally upright. Chin towards the chest. Take an in breath, let's bring the leg back to center, both hands onto the strap, please. And then you're going to revolve your knee and your toes towards the top right corner of your mat. Just get across the middle. And then climb your hands up the strap as you bend your right knee down into your right armpit in a half happy baby pose. Good. Lovely. So try to keep your ankle right above your extend the leg back up to the sky. You can just release the strap onto your belly or just leave it there. And as you exhale, just allow the leg to float back down onto the floor, keeping it in a nice straight line. Good. There's no rush, but when it gets down there, you can just enjoy the length that you found, give it a little roll around. And then we're going to just do exactly the same on the other side. So starting from a bent knee position, if that's helpful, or just hugging your left knee in towards the chest. Let's take an in breath. And on the exhale, just encouraging the thigh to come a little bit closer towards the belly. And then taking your strap underneath the root of your toes. You inhale, the legs extending up towards the sky. And again, your choice, this side of course might feel very different than the other side, so feel free to pulse the knee or keep the leg just extended with the toes pointing back to your face. Left leg can stretch away and those, sorry, right leg can stretch away and the toes can also. Just breathing into the body of the back of the thigh. Taking one more in breath, reaching into the corners of the left foot. So underneath the big toe, underneath the baby toe, in the center of the back heel, pushing up. And exhaling fully. And then taking your strap just into your left hand. Anchor down the right side of your pelvis with your right hand. Take an in-breath and on the exhale, draw the leg out to the left, just as far as it wants to go, until that right palm begins to push up. And then you've got a good barometer there that you've gone perhaps far enough. So that we don't get any twisting in the lower back and at the back of the pelvis. Take an in-breath, bring the leg back up to center. Switch hands on the strap. Wiggle the thumb into the hip crease. Press the thumb pad into the thigh and the thigh away. Inhale and as you exhale, 6 to 8 inches across to your right side. Just opening the outer hip. Inhaling, coming back to center. Both hands to the strap. Rotate knee and toes to the top left corner of your mat. And then as you exhale, bend the knee down to the armpit. You can tighten your strap a bit if you need to. But keep the ankle over the knee. Both pointing back to your face. Release strap. And as you exhale, let the leg float down, keeping it nice and straight. And there's no rush there. Let the back of the calf and the heel release, and then you can gently roll the legs. You're going to bend the knees. You can just leave your strap to one side now. Bend your knees, soles of the feet on the floor, but step your feet out as wide as your mat. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, both knees are going to drop down towards your left side. So it's like your right knee is coming down towards the arch of your left foot.
Good.
Let's take the left hand on the belly. And just be mindful that there's not a water bottle just by your right arm. But you're then going to slide your right arm along the floor. So keep it on the floor. And just reach it up to shoulder height. And if you can go a little bit beyond shoulder height, so you're on a diagonal, reaching to the corner of the room, then go for it. But if it's kind of causing you any irritation in the shoulder, of course, don't take it up as far as shoulder height. If you feel like your right knee is connecting with your left foot, then you can slide your left foot from underneath and rest it on the top of the right knee to anchor the knee down a little bit more, so that you've got even more stretch. And then as you next breathe in, really breathe into the right lung and expand, reach and spread the right fingers, open the right sideways. As you exhale, let the right arm float back down. Release the legs and bring them back up to centre. Make sure they stay mat's width apart, those feet. And we're going to do exactly the same other side. So as you exhale, knees drop down to your right. Right hand to the belly, and you're sliding your left arm along the floor towards shoulder height, palms facing up to the sky. That's it, lovely. If you want to anchor the left knee down, slide the right leg from underneath and place it on the top there. And then as you inhale, really breathe fully into your left sideways. So you're spreading the intercostal muscles between the ribs. Really opening through the lung and the heart space, spread the fingers. And with your next exhale, soften, release all the way back to center. Allow the arm to float back down. Bring the legs back up. And I'm just going to offer something out there. It may not be for everyone, but I'm going to offer it out there anyway. We're going to do plenty of work to stretch the front of the quads in a little while. This is one leg stretch that we can do, but sometimes it isn't appropriate for everyone, so just be mindful. We're going to take a supine ardha virasana. So from this position where you're in, you're going to take your right foot and slide it back so that the heel, the right heel, comes to the outside of the right hip and your toes will be pointing towards the top of your mat. And if your leg doesn't want to go there or the toes have to curl out to the side, don't worry about it. Leave it for now. We'll be coming back to something similar a bit later that's a bit more accessible. So, oh yeah, everybody's doing it. Good. Well done.
Good. So you don't want to be feeling this is pulling on your back too much. So you don't want to be feeling like you're compressing and arcing in the lower back.
Great. Let's release that side and just switch sides. And again, try not to force and try not to have your toes turning out to the left. On the top of the foot, so the toenails are kind of clicking down onto the floor alongside the hip. And if the knee won't go down on the floor, then just let it go. So just release the leg. So you really want to have that left knee down on the floor. Great. Well done if you're in that Ardha Virasana, then just gently bring yourself out of it. And you can hug your knees into your chest, give yourself a little massage again, rock from side to side, and then give yourself a bit of momentum so you can rock yourself all the way up through sitting and bringing yourself over into a kneeling position. Now, obviously, if this is not appropriate for your knees, even with perhaps a block or blanket between your bum and your heels, even if that's pulling on your knees, then just take any other comfortable seated position that might work for you. Okay? So whichever sitting position you're in, though, trying to get the crown of the head and the shoulders right over the sitting bones. We're going to just open the upper half of the torso now. We've created space down below. So let's take our arms out in front of us, and we're going to cross our right wrist over our left, revolve the thumbs down to the floor and interlace the fingers. Draw the knuckles under and up towards your chin, and that might be enough for your wrists right now. If you're feeling that you want a little bit more space, then just begin to push the knuckles away from you, working towards straightening the arms. Bringing knuckles towards the face, releasing them back to the starting position, so pushing the knuckles away but keeping them interlaced. Going to flare the elbows a little bit, relax the shoulder blades down towards the ribs, and then bringing the arms up above the head. So it's almost like a little Jaya Mudra, almost above the head. And if you want to then work towards straightening the arms, then go ahead and do so. But you don't want to have the shoulders creeping up to rest in your ears. So keep pressing the shoulders down, taking the arms back a little. And then we're going to release the interlace, but take the right forearm behind the back of the neck. You can use your left hand on the right elbow to encourage it across more centrally, drawing it in and pressing the forearm down. Keep the chin up if you can, and keep those floating ribs anchored down and the navel press studded back into the spine. Let's take the left arm out to shoulder height, revolve the thumb down, bring the hand up the back, finding your right fingers or your sweater, but trying to keep the chin up so you're not rounding the upper back. You're doing the opposite, in fact. You should almost feel like the heart can lift and be lovely and buoyant. You okay?
Yes.
Good. As we next exhale, we're going to burst the arms open out to the side to shoulder height. And then we're going to bring the arms forwards again, elbows together. Bend the elbows so the fingers point up to the sky. And then you're going to bring your right elbow on top of your left and either give yourself a big hug, working your fingers around towards your shoulder blades, or double wrap into Garudasana, eagle arms, revolving the thumbs towards the face. Anchor the shoulders down, lift the elbows away from the chest, and push the forearms further forwards. And just enjoy a couple of breaths. And let's just begin to twist the torso now towards the left as we turn and look towards our right shoulder. Inhale, chin and chest back to center. Burst the arms open. And then you can let them float to your sides. And if you want to circle the shoulders or give the arms a little shake around, then go ahead. And then we're going to do exactly the same on the other side. So let's go ahead and bring the arms straight forward. So the arms are like an arrow pointing ahead. And then left wrist over right. Revolve the thumbs down and interlace. Bringing the knuckles up towards the chin. And if you're wanting more space in the wrists, all the way over. Good. Knuckles back towards the chin, down to the floor and back out again. Keep the interlace, flare the elbows, and then taking the arms overhead, really anchor the shoulders and get stable in your center. So suck the navel in, and work towards straightening the arms. Lovely. Let's release the interlace and just allow the left forearm to drop behind the back of the neck. Bit of encouragement using the right hand to draw across and down. And then right hand out to the right, revolve the thumb down, bring the hand up the back, finding the fingers or your sweater. And keeping the chin up, no gritted teeth, smiling, good.
Lovely. So let's burst open from this space of light. Pose, bring the arms out, forwards, elbows together and forearms vertical. And then left elbow on top of right. Big hug or Garudasana arms. Shoulders release down, elbows lift, forearms press away. And just enjoy a couple of breaths as we open that space between the shoulder blades. Let's twist the torso across to the right. Look towards your left. And coming back to center. Let's burst the arms open to the sides. Relax them down by your side. And again, a little bit of shoulder shrugging or circling or loosening the wrists if you need to. And then coming all the way over onto all fours. So setting yourself up so that your wrists are underneath your shoulders, fingers are spreading, really rooting down into the webbing between index and thumb, and into the root of each finger, the pad of each finger, but slightly sucking up through the heart of the palm. Walk your knees back, tuck your toes under, and we're going to press back to downward facing dog. The first downward dog of the evening, so you might want to take a few moments to sway or shimmy the hips or pedal the heels, flare the elbows, give the head a little loosen around, but keep drawing your navel back, anchoring your floating ribs and establishing equal weight between hands and feet. So taking a moment to get grounded. And then with your next in-breath, draw yourself through to the top of a push-up, plank position. You're going to roll your heels in so the inner heels touch and your toes are out to the side. So you're like a little ballet dancer now, only in plank position. That's it, good. And then we're going to rock the hips back so the knees flare out, so you're like a frog. And then coming forwards as you exhale, inhale, rocking back. And exhale, pushing forwards, push the heart forwards, good. Ooh, good bobbing and cracking, and pushing forwards, good. And just moving gently with the wave of your breath, finding space in the hips, strength in the legs. And when you next rock back, stay back and walk your hands towards you, so that you're coming into like a little squat at the back of your mat, but you're on the balls of your feet, the heels are still touching. You might want to keep tented fingers on the floor, or if you're steady, bring the hands into Namaste in front of the heart space, stacking the shoulders above the hips. Great. Ooh, did I hear somebody there? Push the palms away, I'll go check. And bring the arms up and just hover there just for a second. Back down, good. And we're going to creep forwards again, back into the top of a push-up. So creep yourself forwards, back to plank position. That's it, good. Just be mindful if you have wrist issues here. If you've got wrist issues, you might want to do this next thing on all fours rather than plank position, okay? So squeeze your right knee towards your left wrist. And then shoot the leg back and squeeze it towards the right outer upper arm. Squeeze the leg back, left wrist, back, are you breathing? Exhale, knee to right upper arm, good. Back, exhale, wrist, left wrist, back as you inhale, upper arm. Take it back and press back to downward dog. Give yourself a little pedal out, the head a little shake, keep it all nice and loose. Relax your facial muscles. And we get to do that on the other side. It's great for abdominal muscles, actually, that crisscrossing. Great for creating strength and stability in the core. But it can be a bit hard on the wrist, so please come down to all fours if it was quite intense. Coming back to the top of a push-up then, through plank position, let's do the other side. So squeeze left knee in, and it's going to move towards right wrist. Stretch the leg back, three-legged plank, and then to the outside of the left upper arm. Back, right wrist, back, outer upper arm. Good. Back, last time, wrist, back, upper arm, downward dog. Whew. Good. Just taking a couple of breaths. And then stepping the feet together on the midline of your mat. As you inhale, we're going to take the right leg up to the sky, keeping the left heel pressing down, and then squeeze right knee to navel, place the foot between the hands, and lower your back knee down onto the floor. If you want extra padding, take it underneath the knee there. Let's take the arms out to the side, take a big in-breath. And as you exhale, you're going to take your hands around behind you onto the rim of your pelvis. So either thumbs onto the pelvic rim, heels of the hands with fingers pointing down, or heels of the hands with fingers pointing up. Either or, whatever feels better for your wrist. But you're just aiming to guide the tailbone into the body. So finding the pelvic stability there, squeezing the navel in, lifting the heart, but squeezing the legs towards the midline. Let the breath climb up the spine as you inhale to a gentle back bend. And if you want to take your right arm up and back alongside the ear, then go ahead. Take an in-breath, coming all the way up. Exhale the arms down to the sides. Let's turn both palms out. Inhale, bring the arms up. And as we exhale, we're going to move towards a twist, hooking left elbow towards the outer right knee. Inhale, back up to center again, reaching arms to the sky. Exhale, moving towards a twist. Inhale, reaching up. And exhale, moving towards a twist, but not quite getting there. Inhale, reach up. And as you exhale, both hands down to the floor on the inside of the right foot. Now, for a gentle hip opener, just turn your right toes to the top of your mat and stay here on tented fingers. To get a little bit more space in the hips, you can try coming to flat palms or even onto forearms. But try not to push that outer hip and thus swing the pelvis to the right. Keep everything squeezing into your midline and push the heart space forwards. So you're not just letting the head hang out there, you're creating length in the spine, extending through the heart and the crown of the head. For those of you who want to still find space in the hips and maybe want to work into the quadricep too, we're going to gently come out of that. Feel free to stay there if it's challenging, do stay. But otherwise, you're just sliding your left hand out to the left edge of your mat, taking your right hand onto the right knee and revolving your torso to the right. The next little stepping stone from there is reaching your right hand straight up to the sky so you create a span wrist to wrist. And then you can squeeze in the back heel and reach back with your right hand to find the inside of your left ankle. Roll the heart to the sky and breathe. Good. Let's gently release whichever hip opener variation we're at. We're all going to meet again in downward facing dog. So taking yourself back to dog. Stepping the feet to the midline of the mat. And as you inhale, extend the left leg up,
Spread the toes, centre of the front thigh, parallel to the floor. Great. Squeeze knee to navel. Place the foot between the hands. Lower right knee down onto your padding, if you need it there. Great, so take a moment to get steady there and stable. Spread your toes, squeeze the legs in, and then sweep the arms out to the sides, reaching up. And as you exhale, bring the hands around to the pelvic rim, taking that little hand position that you had before on the first side. Draw the tail in, navel in, heart lifts, climb up the spine with the breath to a gentle back bend. Accentuating that a little by reaching the left arm up and back alongside the ear if you want to. Inhale, coming up, releasing the hand down by the side of the hip. Both palms turn out. Inhale, reach the arms up, and exhale, moving towards a twist so the right elbow moves towards left knee. Inhale, reaching straight back up to crescent moon. And exhale, moving towards the twist. Inhale. And exhale. Great. Inhale. Was that the third one? I lost count. And exhale. Thank you. Bring the hands down on the inside of the left toes. Turn left toes out. Feel free to stay and play with either being upright, heart and crown extending forwards, or get a little closer towards the earth if that's appropriate for you. If you want to join me in the twisting quadricep opener and hip opener all together, you're just going to slide your right hand off your mat just a little and place your left hand onto your left knee. Begin the twist by revolving the heart space to the left knee and then squeezing right heel in, reaching straight up with the hand first to create the span and then straight back to find the inside of the ankle if you can. Big toe side of the foot, rolling the heart to the sky. Lovely. So whichever variation we're at, let's release, bring the hands forwards, and slowly and mindfully moving back to downward facing dog. As you inhale, come forward to the top of a push-up. Lower the knees down. As you exhale, let the elbows graze your side ribs as you lower all the way down to your belly. Inhale, rolling the heart up to cobra, elbows in, shoulders down, good. Tuck the toes, rock back, downward facing dog. Good, rising high on the toes as you inhale, stepping with little baby steps or one big leap of faith to the front of your mat as you land, extend the spine, fold as you exhale. Inhale, root down to rise up to the sky. And exhale, hands down in front of the heart space. Making sure you're more towards the front of your mat. And as you inhale, let's take the arms out to the sides. Reach the palms up. Back of the palms touch and exhale, bring the arms back down again. Palms forwards, inhale. Back of the hands and exhale. And last one, inhale. Back of the hands and exhale. Let's sweep the palms forwards this time so the palms are parallel up to the sky. And exhale, sitting down to fierce pose or Utkatasana, sometimes chair pose. Rock the pelvis back so you can see your toes. Squeeze the knees together like you're just holding a little slip of paper between there. Keep the navel back, the heart lifted, the arms reaching up. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you might just want to watch this for a sec. You're going to rock forwards and turn the palms out to the sides of the room. So the arms are still overhead and the palms turn out. So take an in-breath, and as you exhale, fold forwards,
which slacken to a forward fold, but the palms push out to the sides of the room.
Inhale, rocking up again to chair pose. And exhale, forwards and push the palms out. Good. Inhale, rocking up to chair pose. Sit down, good. And exhale, folding forwards, taking the arms back again. Good. From there, let the hands just release down to the sides of the feet. And you're going to slide your left leg and step it directly back behind you. Anchor the heel onto the floor. Bend the right knee so the knee is right over the ankle. And as you inhale, take the arms all the way up to the sky to Virabhadrasana 1. Palms are parallel. Little fingers revolve to the face. Draw the outer hip back a little bit so that your pelvis and your chest are square to the top of your mat. Inhale, and as you exhale, we're going to come forwards with the torso like you're lowering your belly to your thighs and swing your arms back alongside the hips like little wings reaching back to the top of your mat. Inhale, swing the arms forwards and up, keep the lunge. And exhale, folding belly to thighs, reaching back. Inhale, reaching up, and exhale, folding forwards. Listen carefully. Inhale, come up halfway. Take the hands behind you, opposite wrist, forearm, or elbow, or reverse namaste. Take the weight on the right leg and step up a little bit with the left leg. And when you're ready, you're going to fly in Virabhadrasana 3, just like the top of a T pose. Don't want the heart lower than the hips. Keep extending the heart forwards, working that back leg, just like you did in the strap earlier on, pressing into those three points, keeping the leg active. Try to keep your steadiness. You're going to let your wings just release a little. Try not to touch down, but come up to standing, hugging left knee into the chest. Taking right hand to right hip, taking left heel behind you and grabbing the ankle, setting up for Natarajasana, Cosmic Dancer. Draw the tail in, keep rooting down into your right foot, and take the right hand forwards, take a little mudra, index and thumb together, and then if and when you're ready, you can hinge forwards, tilting forwards a little, looking slightly forwards, squeezing the left heel away from the left buttock, but rolling the outer left hip slightly down. Good. Gently coming back up to standing. Both hands reach to the sky. Push the left leg straight out ahead. Squeeze, lift it up. Step it back. Virabhadrasana 1. Well done. Take an in-breath. With the exhale, lowering down, top of a push-up, all the way down to your tummy. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, downward facing dog. Stepping the right foot between the hands as you inhale. And bringing the feet together as you exhale into a forward fold. Swing the arms forward, sitting down, chair pose. Exhale, fold, turn the palms out. The rocking chair position again. Inhale, sitting down, chair pose. Exhale, fold and turn the palms out to the center of the room, to the sides of the room. That's it, good. Inhale, sitting down. And last time, exhale and fold, palms out. Great, then release the hands down to the floor. And this time you're going to step your right foot directly back behind you. Anchor the heel down. Bend the left knee, so lay your belly onto it. And then take the arms out as you inhale, reach all the way up. Virabhadrasana 1. Shoulders release down. Take a moment to draw that outer left hip slightly back. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you're just going to hinge the torso forwards, lay it on the thigh. Sweep the hands back to the back of your mat. Inhale, reaching all the way up to the sky, and exhale, fold. Reach the fingers back alongside the hips, good. Inhale, reach up, and exhale, folding. Great, just coming up just a third of the way, and then slide your hands behind you, holding opposite elbows, forearms, elbows, reverse namaste. Options are yours. And then when you're ready, transfer the weight onto the front leg. You can do a little hop up a little bit with the right foot if you want. And then just get steady. Activate that back leg. It doesn't need to come up as high as the hip. Just keep it active and strong so you're pressing equally into both legs. Making sure that your heart isn't lower than your hips. Good. Lovely. One more breath. And then gently release the hands, coming up towards standing and squeezing that right knee into your chest. Hug it in. Take your time. So we know where we're going on this side, so it can be a little easier once you know where you're heading. So we're heading towards Natarajasana next, so taking the right heel back behind you, holding the right ankle. Left arm reaches up to the sky and just slightly to angle ahead of you. Take a little mudra if you want to. Then you can begin to hinge from the hips. Kick the heel away. Keep rolling the outer right hip down, lifting the outer left hip up. Coming up to standing. Both arms reach up, extend the leg out. Squeeze the navel, lift it up a little bit. Step back, Vira One. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, take the hands down. You can lower the knees first or Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhaling to Cobra or Up Dog. And exhale, Downward Facing Dog. As you inhale, left foot steps between the hands, followed by the right. And fold as you exhale. Inhale, reaching all the way up to standing this time. Exhale, hands in front of the heart. Good. So from here, let's release the hands down. We're going to take a big step back with our left leg. So just to warn you that the next little sequence does include Ardha Chandrasana and the half moon balance. So you usually use a block for that, have that nearby. Going to step your left leg straight out behind you, and you're going to turn both of your feet out to the long edge of your mat. So the feet are nice and wide, a lot wider than legs length apart if you can. Bring the hands to the heart, okay, and what we're going to do is we're going to use lotus going down with your roots. Lovely. And let's stay there in Asvatasana, in horse stance, but let's bring the hands into Namaste in front of the heart. You're going to turn your right toes all the way out to the front of your mat, and turn your left toes in a little bit and straighten the back leg so you're in Virabhadrasana, two legs. As you inhale, open the arms out to the sides to shoulder height, push the heels of the hands away. As you exhale, hands back to Namaste into the heart. Inhale, open. And exhale. Good. Just check in that front knee is rolling open to the baby toe. Inhale, open. And exhale, bring the hands in front of the heart. Inhale, open, and this time as you exhale, front leg straightens and you hinge at the hip into Trikonasana. Let's take the left hand and drop it down behind the left hip. Sorry, the right hip even. Will do. That's it, right. If you can wiggle it in towards your right inner thigh, then great, that'll help the shoulder roll open even more. But just heading in that direction does a good job. Looking down just at that right leg and making sure you've got a centre seam from the middle of your right toe all the way up through the centre of the shin, through the centre of your knee into the centre of the thigh. So in other words, you don't want that right knee rolling in towards your big toe. Good. So as you inhale, just turn to look up towards the sky. As you exhale, looking down towards the right toe. That throws you off balance. Just keep looking down. Taking in breaths, looking up, and exhale, and looking down where it's a little bit more stable. Just taking one more, inhale, and exhale, looking down. We're going to stay looking down, and we're going to try and keep that bind if we can. We're going to bend the right knee. Reach your right fingers about 6 to 8 inches in front of your baby toe. You can hop up a little bit onto the ball of the back foot if you want to. And then when you're ready, walk then slide the hand away a little bit more and taking Ardha Chandrasana, half moon balance. And just as we were stretching the leg into the strap at the beginning of the class, once again, let's activate that back leg just as though it's pressing into the strap. So the toes are pointing back towards your face and turning out to the long edge of your mat as you stack your left hip and roll it over your right hip. Lovely, everybody. Let's make a smooth transition just as we went up, let's go down. So take an in-breath and as you exhale, bend the right knee and step back to triangle pose. Good. You're going to bend the right knee now to 90 degrees and either rest your right elbow on the centre of the right thigh or bring your right hand down on the inside of your right ankle into Parsvakonasana. Lovely. The right foot and come onto the ball of the back foot, so you're in a low lunge but with the hips a little bit more open. Now I'm going to give you a choice here. You can either stay here and you can always lower the back knee and work into the hip opener that we did a few moments ago, so turning the toe out and staying high or coming low. For those of you who just love to fly in a little arm balance, I'm going to offer that out there. And it is just an offering, so it's not compulsory. But we're going to work towards Ekapada Kundinyasana. So we're going to take the shoulder behind the right shin and take the hands out. Either side, so the hands are under the shoulders. And that might be the first stage that you want to work with and just get familiar with. If you want to develop it a little bit more,
you hook your left elbow to the inside of the ribs, and I'll just show you. So you hook your elbow to the inside of the ribs, take off with the front foot, and balance. Okay? So you're hooking your left elbow in, kind of hooking it in and under into your rib cage, your left rib cage. And then you push the heart forwards, look forwards, extend your right leg forwards, but it'll kind of go out to the side a bit, but it'll straighten out. The back knee is lifting, toes tuck. You need your elbow more hooked in, I think, Deb, on the other elbow. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and if you're not heading there on that side, no big deal. We're all going to meet out in downward dog.
So, when you're ready, downward dog.
You get to practice on the other side, Alice.
So
do conserve some energy for the second side. Okay, lovely. Let's take the right leg up to the sky. Squeeze the knee to the navel. Place the foot between the hands. Good, and you're going to swivel the toes around to your left side, coming in to a wide angle foot pattern with your toes pointing to the long edge of your mat in Pasarita Padottanasana. Let's walk the hands forward so that the fingertips are right under the shoulders and push the heart forwards. And the idea of this pose is it's not to get the head down on the floor. So from here, let's soften the knees a little bit, bring the hands onto the hips, sitting down into Asvatasana, horse stance, where we were a few moments ago. So turn your toes out towards the top corners of your mat, sitting down, bringing the hands in front of the heart space into Namaste. Draw the tail in towards the pubic bone, stack the shoulders over the hips. You're going to turn your left toes out to 90 degrees. Revolve the right toes in a little, straighten the back, the right leg, so that you're moving into Warrior Two stance with your feet. As you inhale, open the arms out to the side. As you exhale, bring the palms together. Inhale, push the heels of the hands away. Good. Exhale, palms to the heart. Inhale, open. Exhale to your center. This time as you open wide as you inhale, as you exhale, that right leg is going to straighten and you're going to hinge into triangle pose. Good, dropping the right hand behind.
shoulder back to open the heart space. As you're inhaling, roll the head to the cup towards the ceiling. And as you're exhaling, looking down towards the left toes. Inhaling.
Then the left knee is going to bend towards 90 degrees, and you can either bring your left elbow to the centre of your left thigh, or you can keep your left hand on the floor on the inside of the left knee into Parsvakonasana. Now, if your hand is on the floor, really use the knee, the inner side of your left knee, pressing against the arm, and the arm pressing against the knee, so that you're using that. Can the hand have a brace to roll the top shoulder open? Alrighty. So taking one more breath here, and as you exhale, you can unbind, bring the hands down, swivel on the ball of the back foot, so then you're into a lunging position over the left knee, roll into the ball of the back foot, that's it, good. Bring the left hand on the inside of the left foot and working towards your shoulder hip open. So you can either keep the leg up, you can lower the back knee down, or feet just where we were, put the hands in, or working towards that micro bend of the elbows, or you can bring your forearms to the floor. If you want to have a little play with Ekkadi Kundalini, then feel free. If you need an assist with that, just yeah. Facing dog, when you've played with your hips and that flying arm balance as much as has served you in your practice, and then just stepping back to dog, you can pedal it out, give the head a little shake. And you know what? If you didn't fly or even bother with the arm balance, it really doesn't matter. So as long as you feel like you've embraced your practice with those qualities of faith, hope, and love, they are the main things. So it doesn't matter what you really achieve on your mat, it's the attention, the intention that you bring to the practice that's the important thing. So let's take our left leg up to the sky as you inhale. Squeeze the knee to the navel, place the foot between the hands. And then you're going to swivel your feet around to the right, coming into that wide-legged stance again. And you can either do exactly what we did on the first side, just finding your stability with the hands right underneath the shoulders, and work on extending the spine. Ready to come out from your wide angle forward bend, you're just going to walk your fingers around to your right toes, turn your right toes out to the top of your mat, come into a lunge over the right leg, and you're going to spring your feet together, fold and bow. Inhale, look forwards. And as you exhale, step back to downward dog. Lower the knees down onto the floor. Rock your sit bones back into child's pose. Just take a couple of breaths in child's pose. Take an in-breath and begin to roll yourself up towards a kneeling position. And you can just rock your hips to one side and extend your legs out ahead. And right at the top of the class, we play around with a half hero, only a reclining half hero pose. So we're going to do a seated half hero pose now that might be better for the hamstrings now we've gotten a bit warmer. So you can just untuck the flesh back behind you from underneath your sitting bones. And you're going to bring your left knee in towards you. And either with your left leg, you just take the heel and the toes back behind you. So the toes point all the way back. And they need to be pointing back, not kind of out to the side. That puts immense strain on the inner knee. So we definitely don't want kind of a dog's leg with the back ankle and the foot. So we want to be kind of squeezing the outer hip towards the inner ankle and vice versa. If that doesn't feel so great, or you can't keep your knee down, or the ankle isn't happy being there, just bring the heel forwards towards the groin. So it's turning the opposite rotation, really, into more like a Janushirasana leg. So either or, whatever feels better for you, but you want to feel like you can sit evenly still on both sitting bones. Let's bend the right knee. We're going to take hold of the heel of the foot, draw the navel in, and then begin to extend the leg up into a variation of Krouchasana heron pose. So feel as though you're rocking more towards the front of your sitting bone. It's very tempting to lean all the way back. Lift the leg. I'm going to take our left hand to the baby toe side of that right foot and take the right hand back behind us. So we're in a twisting variation now, turning to look towards the right thumb. Lift the navel in a little bit, lift the heart. Take an in-breath. Bring the arm back so the right hand grabs the big toe side of right foot, so the wrists cross. Flare your elbows a little,
Draw the shoulders into the back. Raise the leg up. Point the toes to your face. Smile at your tippy toes. Good. Lovely. And then slightly bending the knee just to release the leg down. Let's extend that leg forwards. Bring the left leg around. You might want to massage the hip flexors or just give your knees a little massage or wiggle your toes out. You're going to get to do the same thing on the other side. So bringing right heel around to the outside of the hip or bringing the heel into the groin for Janushirasana leg. Bending left knee. Taking hold of the ankle, the shin, or the foot. Beginning to extend that leg up. And I suppose, you know, if you're feeling that this is too challenging, you could always use a strap, particularly if you, you know, you're feeling this in your shoulders. And you could try using a strap around the arch of the foot too. Let's take the left hand onto, sorry, the right hand even, onto the baby toe side of the left leg. And let's wave our left arm back behind us, turning to look towards the left thumb. So moving into the twist. Relax the shoulders, everyone. Good. Well done. Let's bring that arm over in a little rainbow again. Taking big toe side of the foot. Make sure you're rocking to the front of the sitting bones. Lift the heart, lift the leg. Flare the elbows out a little bit rather than hunch the shoulders up. Good. Let's bend the knee. Gently release the leg down. Extend the leg out. And once again, little massage, little wiggle if you need to. And then we're going to come into a comfortable seated position. So cross-legged ideally, or legs wide apart, if cross-legged isn't making your knees and hips happy tonight. And I'd like for you to just take your right shin in front of your left if you're cross-legged. You can use a block or a blanket to perch onto. We're going to take our arms across to the right side as we inhale, out to the right, up and over, creating a big circle. And exhale down to the left. And once more, inhale, up and over, and exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Good. Inhale. And as you exhale this time, interlace the fingers behind your lower back and just fold out over the legs. Letting gravity do the work here. Let your head be heavy. If you want to interlace the fingers and bring the arms up and over, then go ahead. If you're not feeling to, then no need. Release the arms down, tuck the chin and roll up the spine. We're going to change the crisscross of the legs. So taking the arms in front of the shins, sweeping across to your left as you inhale up and over, and exhale down to your right. Inhale up and over, and exhale. And just one more with the breath. And then interlacing the fingers behind you. Take the opposite interlace if you can remember what you did before. So you're one digit up. And then folding forwards. Bringing the arms over if that feels nice, or leaving the hands in the lower back. And just letting gravity take the head and stretch the back in the forward fold. And then releasing the hands, tuck the chin to the chest, roll yourself up. Good. And then taking any extra layers that you might need for Shavasana. So if you want to pop on socks or sweaters or grab a blanket, then grab what you need. Stretch out your legs and bend your knees and lower yourself down onto your back. Before you bring yourself into settling, if you want to do anything else, whether it's hugging into a ball or taking a little twist, whatever, if anything is particularly calling to you, then just answer that call, and then when you're ready, allow yourself to simply relax into the support of the earth. Helpful to sigh the breath out a few times and encourage the body mind to surrender. It might be helpful to take the practice of Viloma Pranayama, which we started our practice with a little earlier, taking that 3-part inhalation and allowing the exhalation to be long, smooth and lengthy. But just allowing your mind to watch and witness the breath. And with each exhalation, surrender a little more to the support of the earth. Let the body become heavy. Let the facial muscles soften by parting the lips, the teeth, and inviting the tongue to rest just behind the lower teeth. Soften the eyes and the forehead. Allow the scalp to relax away from the skull. And our intention tonight is to practice with those 3 qualities of the warrior of the light: hope, faith, and love. And just as we began our practice with some text from this wonderful book, I'd love to share another text as we move towards the end of our practice. The warrior of the light needs time to himself, and he uses that time for rest, contemplation, and to connect with the soul of the world. Even in the midst of battle, he manages to meditate. Occasionally, the warrior sits down, relaxes, and lets everything that is happening around him continue to happen. He looks at the world as a spectator. He does not try to add to it or take away from it. He merely surrenders unresistingly to the movement of life. Little by little, everything that seemed complicated begins to become simple, and the warrior is glad. So enjoy these last few moments of your practice. Become a spectator.
not adding or taking away, but just surrendering unresistingly to the flow of your life force. Allow everything to become simple. Let go and relax. Beginning to deepen your breath now. Begin to feel your connection with the earth, bringing yourself back into this space with softness. The breath moving so freely and unresistingly, you can barely notice the movement. You can begin to bring yourself back by making soft movements with your fingers and toes, rolling the arms, the legs, the head. You can begin to stretch and yawn and sigh. And when you're ready, bending your knees, stretching your right arm back behind you and rolling yourself over to your right side into a fetal position. Just pause for a moment. When you feel ready to, you can bring yourself upwards to take a comfortable seated position. Sitting tall with the heart open. Let's bring our hands to Anjali Mudra, prayer position in front of the heart. And may we each carry with us those positive qualities of faith, hope and love, and allow ourselves to flow unresistingly through our lives. May the light in me honor and bless the warrior light in you. Namaste. Thank you, everybody.